Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is here. He's our good friend, longtime 16-plus year member of our Brain Trust, chiefhomeofficer.com is his website. He's a word merchant and an award-winning journalist and the author of several books on being home-based, which he still is after all these years, right, Jeff?
Yep, absolutely.
And so, thanks again, Jeff, for being here. In the previous segment, folks, Jeff talked to us about how he made a decision. Now that carriers are not, mobile carriers are not subsidizing the acquisition of brand new spiffy phones, smartphones. You should walk in and get a $600 iPhone for $100 or maybe $200, but you got a big discount if you sign up for 2 years, and or if you had a conversion. I've got you accumulate these over time. When you do business with them, you've got to trade in. An upgrade, they say, call it, I think. But now they're doing less of that, aren't they, Jeff? And so you decided to look into buying a previously owned model that you find the one you want. And you mentioned in the previous segment about how to find these resellers online, but you had an experience that you're glad you didn't go with the online folks. I want you to tell us about that.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because there's certain things
When you said that to me, go online, there's these guys. I actually got a little cringe there when you said that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm one that I'll buy anything on, almost anything online. New technology in a heartbeat. The package, in the wrapper, new type technology. But one thing that happened is I used my social network, and I said, I'm looking for a gently used iPhone 5S. I said, does anyone have one? And so somebody responded, said, no, but talk to this guy in Boca Raton. He's, 15 minutes.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy. He can take care of you. So I call the guy. He's got what I want. I drive over there. I said, great. I said, let me try the phone. So I take it, and I said, okay, let's pop out my SIM card. The SIM card is the brain of the phone that sort of ties it into the network. So they take out the SIM card, this little chip, and they go to put it in the new one. Said, oop, it's the wrong size. They said, we have to cut it down to size.
So you have an Apple SIM card. SIM card that came out of an Apple 4.
Right.
That was not the right size for the Apple 5.
And it was not the right size for the Apple 5. Uh-huh. Had I bought the phone online, and I don't ask me, what the dimensions are or what the name of the new versus the old size SIM card, because I'm not sure. They had to take out a little punch, like your punch, you put the SIM card in it, then you press down and it cuts it down to the exact size.
You kind of trimmed up the size a little bit?
They trimmed the size.
Cut it down. A half a millimeter off the side or something like that?
Whatever. I didn't even ask to look at the trimmings to see how small it,
I would have had to have watched that.
Yeah, you know what? I saw him do it. I didn't see the result.
Do you think an online reseller would have said, okay, Jeff, measure your SIM card before we send you this, so we know we're sending you the right one, so we don't have this problem? You think they might have said that to you?
I tell you what, I went through the buy process with one of the online retailers, and I was just short of entering my credit card information. That question never came up.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, I would have gotten the phone. I would have tried to put the SIM card in.
You would have been
short of them giving me some sort of adapter, which I don't think would have been the case. I would have been up the creek.
Or if they had said, "Well, just take scissors and trim off the side," that's probably what the same thing that Guido did over there in Boca Raton. But you wouldn't have done that.
I would have been really uncomfortable taking a pair of scissors to the brain of my phone, something I've never done before. He did it, it's like as he went to do it, I'm like cringing, thinking, oh, my God, what are you doing? But he did it because he's done 1,000 of them before.
It's just the outside is just plastic. It's just a holder.
Yeah, you have the little copper.
The brains are a little bitty inside that little piece of.
Right,
anyway, this is something to think about, folks. And when you, I've always been, as you say, I bought almost all the computers I've ever owned. I bought from online.
Right.
And
That's not to say I don't buy online. I mean, my computer
was
online.
But I have to say, I'm not sure I've ever bought a piece of used equipment online.
Used is tough.
Yeah.
Used is tough, especially when there's other components that need to be incorporated into it, like, for example, a SIM card.
Plus, you want to be able to see it and hold it. Of course, you earlier said that they'll give you 60 days to send it back. So if your card hadn't worked, you could have sent it back.
Oh, I could have sent it back just because I changed my mind. You know, 60 days on no questions asked, and that was the one that the online give you 30 days. The one here in Boca gives you 60 days, and he was just, and I met the guy, shook the owner's hand, you know, and then I was able to see. He just came in from going to a local university and buying 150 used iPhones off them because they were doing a planned replacement within their IT department. So, you know, I was able to touch and feel the organization.
So the lesson here, folks, is Jeff used his social media community to help him, to steer him toward an opportunity, an acquisition opportunity, and he did it face to face, which I mean how much more of a lesson is that, Jeff? Face to face is the original social media, right?
And absolutely,
and it's hard to beat face to face. You got to hold it in your hand, you got to look at it, and it needed customizing just for Jeff, and they did it on the spot.
I love small businesses.
That's the reason.
And I tell you, I've already blogged about it on Chief Home Officer, just to give them a little love, a link back to their site.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, that's what we stand to gain from it. So it's a good
experience.
You still
need to do certain things face-to-face. Hey, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Check him out there. And we'll get Jeff back another day real soon. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.